Welcome in, everyone, to the Investing in Real Estate show. Hope you're doing all so great here. And welcome back. I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor, founder of the company Morris Invest, which is a full-service rental real estate company. And right now, we've got some brand new single-family homes that just came finished across our finish line. We're very, very excited. So if you are an investor and you want to lock in some of these single-family homes, book a call with our team right now. Obviously, if you're paying cash, you can close quickly before the end of the year, but we have financing in as well. So, but anyway, book a call with our team right now if you're interested in that. Go to morrisinvest.com. Take a look at our single family homes in Texas. These things are fantastic. We just managed to finish a new batch of them. The first one sold out, so these will not last long. Anyway, book a call with our team today. Okay, today is our Q&A episode. We'd love to dive into your questions and attempt to answer them. You can leave us a voicemail question and ask us questions. Just go to morrisinvest.com. And right on the right side of your screen is a book a call button. Click on that, and then you can ask us any questions you like. All right, our first question here comes to us from Ruben, I believe.
Hi, I had a question about reinvesting some of my gains. I'm about to sell my home for what is a profit of about $600,000, and I'm considering either leveraging it small amounts in single family home investments in the Midwest in places like Oklahoma, where I have investment properties now, or leveraging the entire amount into a 6-unit property in Brooklyn, New York City, where I would rent out for the first few years and then live in a few years in after I've paying down some of the debt. I'm wondering, what does your opinion share on investing in multiple properties in a lower cost area versus investing in one multifamily in a high cost area with a higher reward like New York City? I wanted to know if you could shed some light on strategies for best way to leverage up or, you know, leverage down, and so to speak. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Well, of course, I can't tell you where to invest and how to invest your money, but I appreciate the question. Personally, I think, you know, I like, you've said something very, very important there. You've had success investing already with investment properties in Oklahoma. They've yielded great results for you. So now this is what always happens to investors. They get shiny object syndrome, right? And you're suddenly then lured by the idea of, I can make more money and I can go into multifamily and I can go to New York City. And I can tell you from my New York investors, it's very difficult in New York, very difficult. And you're dealing with all sorts of additional laws and rental laws, higher taxes, and a whole lot of other red tape. Remember, New York is not a landlord-friendly state, okay? Absolutely not. In fact, it's the opposite. So Oklahoma, an entirely different animal. Now, we invest in Texas where we build our new construction properties. So that's the number one most landlord-friendly state in the country. I don't know where Oklahoma sits on that. I don't invest in Oklahoma. But I can tell you that New York is not. Now, you've had great success investing in Oklahoma already, where you can get some maybe lower cost properties and you can yield great results. And in fact, that area is growing tremendously. New York, of course, you're dealing with a whole other animal. So just some things to think about. There's massive fluctuations in the New York area. Certainly when you see people moving out of New York, by the way, if I don't know if you've looked at the migration patterns over the past week, the new census data and report came out showing people leaving New York in droves, leaving New York, leaving California. And where are they moving? They're moving to places like Oklahoma. They're moving to places like North Carolina and Florida. So they're leaving those areas. So again, I would want to look at crime. I would want to look at demographic data. Where are people moving? Are they moving to this area? What are rents like? How landlord friendly is it? What taxes am I paying? So you could be lured by the idea of higher profits with a multifamily in Brooklyn. But at this end, Brooklyn's not going anywhere. New York City's not going anywhere. It's always going to be a business hub, right? But think about all of the different red tape and headaches that you'll have to deal with. But of course, if you're going to move there and you really have this plan mapped out where you're going to move into one of the units eventually and live in that space, then that's something to think about as well. So again, when you're looking at this $600,000 that you're going to sell in a primary residence and thinking about moving that into rentals, I think it's a great idea. And then what are you going to do? Are you going to rent a property to live in, or are you going to buy another property to live in? And are you going to do are you going to look at using some of those profits and then using financing? Or are you going to use all cash? See, in Oklahoma, your money can go way further. Like when you work with our team at Morris Invest, like we don't want you to use cash. Like we want you to use a little bit of cash, right, for down payments, but we want you to use financing. So if you've got $600,000 you can use, man, you could do a lot of damage. You could buy a lot of properties using financing and be really strategic by doing something that's lower cost and in an area of growth, which is in a really landlord-friendly state. So again, I can't tell you what to do, but I can tell you, you've already had success, right? Why try to reinvent the wheel doing something else? I see it all the time. I see people try to do it, and then they end up coming back to what they knew worked well before. So just a cautionary tale. But good luck to you. I'd love to hear what you end up doing. All right, here's our next question.
Good morning, Morris. My name is Abdu Osami. I currently don't have the best credit. I'm down on my luck. I barely have any assets. What can I do to able to start moving ahead with your program to ownership and investment? Thank you.
Okay, well, like I always mention here on the show, there's three things that you need to be a real estate investor. You need money, you need to know people, and you need a deal, okay? So if you don't have money or if your credit is, you know, you don't have great money and your credit is a little shifty, then you're really going to have to go out and be creative and learn how to start bringing in some cash, right? Or find deals. So being, you know, start hitting the ground and looking at deals. We have whole videos here on how to get started in real estate investing if you don't have great money and you don't have great credit scores. Remember, when I first started, I had like a 540 credit score. My credit score is now 800, and we just looked at it the other day, actually, for some reason. It's 820. So, you know, when I first started investing, I couldn't get financing. So I had to be creative. I had to go out and find deals. And so for you, what I would do is you need to attract cash and you need to start, maybe you start considering wholesaling properties to bring in some capital. That'll enable you to get that down payment amount so you can start investing and buying properties using financing, or at least getting enough money, and you could seek out private financing because your credit is a little shaky and you could start there. We also, if you want to book a call with our team, we also have non-recourse lending. So if your credit score isn't great, then who cares? Because then with non-recourse lending, it's backing the asset itself, not you personally. So I would book a call with our team. Don't let a credit score hold you back from becoming a real estate investor. Again, mine was in the 500s. I had to get creative to get started. And I think it's an artificial limit on people, these credit scores. All right, here's our next question.
I'm just wondering how long it will probably take if I transfer all my money over into the self-directed IRA from my 401k account. I am wanting to do so, but I want to do it fairly soon. And I wondered if there was some kind of a holdup. There's way too many people want to transfer their funds over that would make this delayed and take weeks. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, David. No, it wouldn't take very long at all. You know, again, our team can help you do that very, very quickly. So that transfer can happen very fast. What we will do is we work with great custodians on the self-directed front. So just book a call with our team. And if you've got money languishing in a 401k or some old IRA that's just sitting there, our team can help you convert it over to a self-directed IRA with one of the custodians. And it can happen very fast. We can actually have it up and running in like 10 minutes. And then the money transfer happens like in a matter of days. So then you can be up and running and buying real estate or buying whatever you want inside of your self-directed account. So no, that can happen very, very fast. Yes, our team is fantastic. I'm very proud of our team. If you want a full service team, please go to our website right now, morrisinvest.com, M-O-R-R-I-S. We'll have links in the description below. And just click on the book a call button and call us. We'll a little calendar thing will pop up. You pick a 30-minute time on your calendar. Make sure you put in the correct phone number. Some people type the wrong phone number and they wonder why we don't call them. And then they realize, oh, I put in the wrong phone number. So put in the correct phone number. Make sure your email is correct. You'll receive a welcome email. And with a PDF that we want you to prepare before the phone call, because we want you to get the most out of this phone call. And then we'll jump on the phone call and talk with you about real estate investing and what are your goals. So we can help you with the self-directed account. We can help you with new construction, all of those things. And we're happy to help you. Also, while you're on our website, we have a book. Voicemail button on the right side of your screen. There's a microphone. If you want to leave us a 30-second voicemail question here on the show, we can answer those calls for you and try to get you some answers moving in the right direction. Guys, now go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time, everyone.